syringes on a tray. The most dramatic event in my life happened in the summer of 1944. I was 16 years old, and I was facing my death. In wartime, death can occur at any time, but on this day, death would come not from the hand of my enemy, it would come from the hand of my beloved mother. I was hiding in a basement with my mother, my father, my three uncles, and my aunt. We had covered the entrance to the room with an old cupboard, and we sat there listening to every sound coming from outside. We had all agreed that we would rather die here than be captured and shot on the killing fields of the 9th Fort in Kaunas, Lithuania. My mother, who was a surgical nurse in the ghetto hospital, had been given the task of arranging our communal suicide. She had filled several syringes with a potent heart drug. The plan was to inject an excessive dose of the drug in our veins and cause a heart attack. I watched my mother as she prepared a serving tray covered with a clean white cloth. On the tray, there was a bottle of medical alcohol, and beside each syringe lay a ball of cotton wool. I thought this was funny, so I reminded my mother that this was a final injection. It did not have to be a clean one. Everyone laughed except my mother, but she took away the cotton wool. It was very boring to sit for days on end in that dim basement. I had a lot of time to think, and I had many questions. How does it feel to die? Does the brain go on working for a time after the heart stops? My mother was a strong woman, and I trusted her. But would she have the strength to give me, her only child, the first injection? I tried to imagine my mother injecting the six of us and then finally herself. Then I tried to imagine the seven of us lying on the floor, waiting for the drug to kick in. What would we say to each other? Would we laugh or cry? Would it be painful? As I tried to picture this scene, I decided it would be good to go first. I did not wish to see it. I will now try to describe the circumstances that would make a woman like my mother ready to kill her son and her family. This story can only be understood after knowing what was happening in the Kaunas ghetto during the 3 years we were imprisoned there.